These days, with AI, you read a lot of weird and extreme takes. And one of the most hilarious takes I read over the past days and weeks is that everybody's a software developer now. And I get it, we're in the year 2026, you have to post extreme polarizing opinions because that gets you attention, but yeah, this is such a bad take, to put it like this, for a couple of reasons. Now, just to be clear, if you mean that you can use ChatGPT to, for example, build a QR code generator, then the answer is yeah, everybody can do that. Now, that still does not mean that everybody will, and I'll get back to that, but yeah, everybody can do that theoretically, because of course, everybody has access to ChatGPT or Gemini or whatever you want to use. And of course, those AI chatbots with that Canvas feature have the built-in capabilities to build and run certain kinds of applications. And that will also be important, certain kinds of applications. So yeah, you can use ChatGPT or whatever you want to use, Canvas. Now, as I mentioned, just because you can use that does not mean that everybody will, at least not right now. Though this may, of course, change in the future. Right now, simply not everybody is aware of the fact that you could do that. But let's take a step back. Is this software? Yeah, it is. It's a kind of software. It's a very specific type of software, to be precise. It's a utility software, a tool you might need for a certain task, potentially a one-time task, which you need to do now. You now need a QR code. Sure, you could Google for it and use one of the many free QR code generators you find out there, but maybe you want your own for more customization options, or also it's not a one-time task and you want to reuse that. Still, it's a utility task for your own very personal problem you want to solve or your own very personal use case. So we definitely have that option there. But that is only a subset of problems people solve. And even there, keep in mind, not everybody will do it. We could already in the past just Google for free tools, and my assumption is that many people will keep on doing that because it's simply faster than asking ChatGPT to write it for you. Also, there isn't a guarantee that ChatGPT will get it right every time. There may be a high chance, but depending on what you're building, there isn't a guarantee. But as mentioned, that's of course a very specific kind of task and software. Specifically, it's the kind of software where not a lot of things can go wrong. If it works, it works, and that's the only thing you care about. I mean, if I build a QR code generator like this, if it generates working QR codes, that might be all I need. I don't care whether maybe setting the background color doesn't work if I don't need to. I don't care if or how I could monetize that, because I won't. I don't care if I can export this in different formats or just as a PNG here. Of course, I could ask ChatGPT to add more features, but that might all not be something I care about. And most importantly, I don't care about the internals. That, however, changes a lot for other kinds of software. Let's say you're building a business and you need some accounting software for that, for bookkeeping. Of course, you can build that on your own, right? Because AI can do it for it. So you just ask ChatGPT and oh, maybe you don't want to run your accounting software in there. And maybe, just maybe, it would be great if your data would be stored in a database and not in the browser, where it could be erased anytime by the browser. And maybe you also don't want to store it on OpenAI's servers in case they would ever offer something like that in the future. So maybe that's not the right place. And maybe you come to the conclusion that that's not the right place. Well, that's no problem. You can use tools like Lovable and so on, right? Well, for one, the question is whether these tools can build that exact software you need, whether they, for example, can add a backend and so on. And even then, if that would be possible, there is way too high of a chance of errors being introduced. And suddenly, with something like an accounting software, you should care about that. You should care whether records get lost, get mapped incorrectly, data you entered does not get stored correctly. Any of those things would be bad. In addition, everybody, you, me, everybody has a certain job, something they're good at, something that is their main focus. At least typically you have that. So if you're working as a plumber, which is great, a job that will not get removed by AI, you still need to do accounting, but building your own accounting software, not necessarily something you're looking to do. It's not your main thing, even if you could. And as I just mentioned, there is a very big question mark if you really could, because you want a software that's guaranteed to work, that will be updated by people that know what they're doing and not by you who doesn't. You want people that have agency. You want developers and owners behind such a software that are kind of obliged to deliver a good product. And none of that is true for you. So even if you could, you probably wouldn't. And again, you probably also couldn't, because AI is good for many things, but it's far from perfect. And I know if you spend too much time on X or social media in general, it can very much seem as if AI was already magic and you just need the right setup with Claude Code and the Ralph Wiggum loop and all that stuff, and it can build anything. And that is total BS. Let me be very clear here. That is, in the end, some form of vibe coding, and I have yet to see some real products be released that were entirely built like this that work very, very well. And here's the point. If you tell me, well, you just gotta set up the right tests and give the AI a loop to self-verify and add just the right instructions and plans and specification documents, okay, is that something everybody's going to do? Is that something your average Joe is going to do now in the future? I very much doubt it, because what you just described is part of the job of a software engineer. And that is my main point here. No, not everybody will build software, because it takes more than writing some code. It always did, it always will.